This is Passport to Texas. Returning land to its near original state, its condition prior to farming, grazing, or development, takes years of planning and preparation.
Practically speaking, it might take you a couple years to do some habitat assessment, to do some botanical assessment.
David Riskin, director of the Natural Resources Program for State Parks, says in most cases, we can only approximate what the land looked like.
Most of the lands were previously forested, they were timbered, they were ranched, they've been modified.
One reason Riskin says it takes two or more years to conduct assessments has to do with the state's climate extremes.
We might acquire a piece of property, for example, during a drought year. We'd like to see what it looks like when it's wet. So before we do anything, we want to see what's there. And quite often we're surprised at what recovers on a site after it has a chance to rest for a while.
After the land has had a chance to rest, then assessments take place.
We will do our baseline assessments. We may do some quantitative work. And then, for example, if it's a grassland restoration project, it might take us another couple of years to gather the kinds of seed that we need to do restoration.
Find landowner information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds diverse conservation projects in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.